One day, Ollie was playing in the backyard. His parents were watching him from the kitchen. They talked about how much energy their son had. Suddenly, Ollie went inside to get a drink of water. He looked out the window and saw something that made him scream. "Mom, Dad. I saw fairies." His mom and dad looked out the window. But they didn't see anything. "There were two fairies. They were floating through the air and flying over my head." "Honey," said his mother, "I saw you looking out the window. I didn't see anything at all." "Please, Mom, Dad," said Ollie. "I'm sure of it. I saw fairies." "Okay, Ollie," said his mother. "I believe you." The next day, Ollie was playing in the backyard again. Suddenly, a tiny fairy appeared in front of him. It was one of the fairies he had seen the day before. "Hello, Ollie," said the tiny fairy. "You saw us yesterday, didn't you?" "Yes," said Ollie. "I did." The fairy smiled. Then she waved her wand. "What are you doing?" asked Ollie. "I'm making you the same size as me. You can come to our land and play with us." Ollie was very happy. He followed the tiny fairy into the air. They flew through the clouds. Ollie felt very light. Soon they reached the land of fairies. It was a beautiful place. There were rows and rows of tall flowers. Each flower had a different color. There were yellow flowers and white flowers and red flowers and purple flowers. The fairies were flying through the flowers. They were having a lot of fun. Ollie didn't know what to do. He was still very small. He couldn't even reach the flowers. The fairies were too far away for him to talk to. "Oh well," said the tiny fairy. "I'll stay with you." She sat down on the grass. "I'm going to watch you play." Ollie sat down beside her. He started to cry. "What's wrong?" asked the tiny fairy. "I don't know how to play," said Ollie. "I don't know how to play with flowers." "It's easy," said the fairy. "You just have to be nice to them. You have to whisper to them."
"What do I whisper?"
"Say, hi flower," said the tiny fairy. Ollie whispered "hi flower" to all the flowers around him. The flowers started to glow. The glow was bright and colorful. "You must be a very nice boy, the flowers like you very much."
"I like them, too," said Ollie.
The tiny fairy smiled and Ollie smiled back. "I'm going to come back in a few days," said the tiny fairy. "We'll play together."
"Okay," said Ollie.
The tiny fairy waved her wand.
"Bye-bye," she said.
Ollie woke up. He was back in his house. His family was in the kitchen. They were having breakfast.
"Hi, Ollie," said his mother.
"Hi, Mom.
Are you feeling well?" asked his father.
"Yes, I feel great."
"I'm glad to hear that," said his father.
"You were sleeping so hard.
You were snoring."
"I was not."
"Yes, you were," said his mother.
"What time is it?" asked Ollie.
He looked at the clock. It was almost 6 o'clock in the morning.
"Goodness. I'm going to be late for school."
Ollie ran to get dressed. He ran into his backyard. He looked for the fairies. He looked for the flowers he had been playing with. But he didn't see them. And he didn't see the tiny fairy. Ollie smiled.
"I wish I could go to the land of fairies more often," he said.
The end. If you enjoyed this story, share it with your friends.